Christ is risen, alleluia. Truly he is risen, alleluia. My dear brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is to celebrate this great day of the Lord's resurrection. Death has been changed into new life. St. Paul speaks of this in the epistle that we heard, that we have been baptized into this newness of life offered to us through the resurrection of Jesus. But to get to that newness, we must pass through death. As I looked out at the beginning of this beautiful ceremony, when the church was darkened, and the deacon sang the praises of the paschal candle, symbolizing the light of the resurrection, and I saw all of the candles glimmering throughout the church, I couldn't help but think back to a year ago at the Easter Vigil. At that same moment, with the deacon proclaiming the paschal praise, and yet what I looked out and saw was only darkness, because the church was empty. We have all passed through a sort of dying over these past months. And many, many try to claw their way back to what life was before, instead of embracing newness of life. My dear brothers and sisters, when people ask me what's going on, sure, I have opinions on medically, politically, economically, socially, what's going on. But those are just opinions. Spiritually, I know what's going on. The Lord invites us to pass from death to new life. What does that look like for us? We have just heard recounted the whole history of creation and salvation. And there, the chosen people of Israel, as a prefiguration for Christ freeing us from the slavery of sin, they were freed from the slavery to Pharaoh. And God led them through the waters of the Red Sea miraculously, just as we plunge through the waters of baptism to freedom. But what happened next is only tragedy. The people who had been freed, instead of living in gratitude, found discontent. Oh, they said in the desert, if only we were back at the flesh pots of Egypt. Forgetting the hardships of slavery, they just wanted to go backwards. How good we had it. How many times do you and I pine for the good old days? And then, after having miraculously been fed by bread from heaven throughout their wandering through the desert, they took that bread for granted and said, oh, if only we had something else to eat. And then when Moses went up the mountain to converse with God on their behalf, they said, where did he go? Oh, well. And they made a golden calf to worship. This is our God now. My dear brothers and sisters, in every age, in every generation, we are tempted to be forgetful of God, ungrateful for his blessings, negligent and not acknowledging his presence. And just as we have seen it happen so often before, you and I must take account of our lives. Where are we in this journey of faith? Do we embrace newness of life? Or do we always look back over our shoulders with regret? We had it so good before. I can tell you something infallibly, that though you and I might look back before this pandemic and say, oh, how good it was, God was not pleased with the way we were living before. And whatever we can trace as the causes of all that's gone on, I can tell you God always seeks to bring good even out of evil. And the good that he wishes to see brought forth right now in our hearts is a newness of life. Sometimes people, knowing of my study of history, ask me to compare what we're going through with what's gone on before in past times. And often you and I might hear our society compared to ancient Rome as the one dominant force in the world. But the fall of Rome looked different from what we're experiencing. For in the fall of Rome, we had a society that materially was collapsing in and on itself. But spiritually, there was a strength that was growing. And all the persecution of 3 centuries only made that faith stronger. And as the empire died, Christianity emerged as a force which would reshape the face of Europe, and from Europe spread to the rest of the world. What you and I are experiencing is a society that is richer than ever, where the stock market keeps hitting higher highs, but spiritually, we have never been poor. And all the divisiveness that you and I have seen over these past months, these things are not the fruit of COVID. They were the underlying fractures in our broken world, which through this time of trial have been forced to the surface for us to confront. And in that, it is a great mercy, a severe mercy, but a great mercy to see all that was hidden come to light. Now we can confront it as it is. And you and I might look at it and say, oh, this is a mess. What can we do? It's not a what, it's a who. Christ came to reconcile us to God and to one another. He is the solution to all of our problems. In Christ, we find peace, even amidst the turmoil and agitation of the world around us. In Christ, we find hope, even amidst the despair that swirls around us. In Christ, we find love, even as the angry voices of hate try to drown out every other voice. My dear brothers and sisters, the church proclaims that the Easter candle has a light which is divided but undimmed. We experience that at the beginning of this liturgy. This one flame was split into many flames. And by being split, it did not diminish, but rather increased. You and I are meant to be on fire for Christ. You and I are meant to tend to that flame of the Holy Spirit within our hearts, given to us at baptism and confirmation. You and I are to live a new life and bring the light of Christ to those around us. The challenge being that, unlike ancient Rome, we live in a world that has heard of Christ. We live in a world that thinks it has met Christ and found him wanting. But the Christ that most have met is a watered-down Christ, a mere shadow of the Savior. It is time for us to be transformed and show Christ in all his glory to those around us. It is time for us to stop compromising, trying to live a comfortable American life and still be a disciple of the Lord Jesus. There comes a time when there is a fork in the road and a choice must be made. The people of Israel wanted to have the good things of life along the Nile without the bad things of slavery. It wasn't possible. They had to leave everything behind and depend only on God. You and I need to purify our hearts. Our Lenten journey is meant to remind us to be detached from all the things of the world. And yet, even when we look at how we speak about the current challenges in our health, you and I talk about, are we going to have enough respirators? And we fail to realize that billions of people have their health depend simply on whether they can get clean drinking water. Not if there are enough respirators. You and I have been spoiled. And all of these material blessings have not produced gratitude. And that is our great sin. We should not feel guilty that we have been blessed with so many things. But we should be convicted that we have not been grateful for our blessings. And our gratitude has not compelled us to generosity towards those who don't have as many blessings. Love always diffuses itself. It overflows and pours out to those around. And if our hearts are full of the love of Christ, then there won't be a question, do we share? It will flow naturally. You and I, knowing the infinite, unconditional love of our Savior, you and I will want to reach out in love to those around us. The beauty of Christ's death and resurrection is a reminder that God did not send Jesus to die for humanity, but for each one of us individually. That if it was just one of us here, Jesus would have undergone all of his passion just for that one. That's the love which we are offered. And that's the love which is so great that we must make room for it in our hearts. We must strip away those obstacles that are there. We must see the present crisis not as a time to look back, but look forward. A time to pledge ourselves in newness of life. A life that rises above the present moment. A life which recognizes our true home in heaven. And a life which realizes we have been commissioned by Christ to bring his light into the darkness and brokenness of this world. You and I can bring Jesus to those around us. And he is the solution to all of our hurts, to all of our fears. Jesus' love makes whole that which has been shattered by sin. Jesus' love reunites that which has been torn apart by selfish pride. Jesus leads us to a new life. He doesn't want us to turn back to an old life. My dear brothers and sisters, may this Easter celebration renew our hearts with confidence. We are not left alone. We have our Savior, and he will lead us. So not to hesitate, not to be begrudging, not to be fearful, but to trust in the love which has conquered even sin and death. It can conquer everything that is wrong right now. That which is hurt in our families, that which is so bitterly divided in our society. The love of Christ can bring new life. He is risen. Alleluia. Truly, he is risen. Alleluia.